He got the loosest pants and he got tight ass pants. Start the show.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast. I'm your co-host, James Abrams. This is
James Abrams' sidekick, Chad Abraham.
Oh, man, you're not my sidekick. You don't support me, bro.
I do support you.
No, you don't, man.
I support you in 80% of your life.
You don't support me, bro. Can you please introduce
this
our guest?
This is my guy, Richie Rosello.
All
West Side, right. Of Cleveland's finest.
Yeah, I didn't even know people lived on the West Side.
You know what? I'm sure you know, there's a notion like East Side doesn't mess with the West Side and vice versa. Nah. Even though you can get there in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. It's right literally, across right the bridge.
Yeah,
it's
right across the bridge. It's a different
world. It's totally a different world. It's so much different than the East Side. Such a better culture too. It's more diverse, more eclectic. Like I like it.
Where,
I think
what are we talking about?
Who's the West Side? The West Side. Okay. I think the West Side is way right. better than the East Side. And I also think like the East Side has a little bit of West Side into it in the Coventry area. Reminds me a little bit of some West Side stuff. But besides that, it's mostly West Side's much better culture wise. I feel like.
Yeah, I think the West Side has a lot more unknowns. You can like turn a corner and you just.
Like, wow, I know this gym was here.
You might see a million-dollar house. Yeah. You might see some chickens.
Yeah, true that.
Or a goat.
Some little alpaca farm, you know what I'm saying?
You might see a man, no shirt, riding a goat.
Yeah, you might see that. Hey, guys, make sure you guys give this video a thumbs up. Make sure you like and subscribe, man. Hey, guys, speaking of that, I know you guys are going through YouTube and you're searching Fresh and Fit Podcast. I'm sorry, guys. There's another Fresh and Fit. When we started this podcast, we had no idea who these guys were. We did not know them. We never heard of them. I honestly am a little offended because they don't even talk about nothing fresh or fit. Their whole stick is they're like little mini Kevin Samuels. You know what I'm saying? They're all talking about relationship stuff and things like that. So, like, guys, one, stop DMing us and asking us for relationship advice. Two, we're not those guys, man. Shout out to those guys. I like what they're doing, man. That's good. But we're talking about fresh stuff. We're talking about fitness. We're talking about motivation. Like, that's what we're all about today. All right. So, guys, when you come on us, come on this page, just know that our page is about freshness and fitness, man. So, we're not those guys from Miami. We're from Ohio. It is what it is.
And shenanigans.
And we got a lot of shenanigans.
A lot of shenanigans. A
lot of shenanigans.
Which is
man.
Why I'm so happy that you're here today.
Man.
It's a good deal, man. Hey, so I don't even know how long it's been since whenever your beard has been.
Yeah, I think like 2010.
Yeah. This was 2/3 of the original beard gang squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to have someone here with a better beard than you to humble your ass a little bit. Because you're kind of a beard snob.
I have no problem acknowledging when someone's got a better beard than me at all.
You're kind of a beard snob.
You're kind of a snob.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I got out the mud. Rosello, so do you put anything on your beard? Do you use any type of treatment or anything like that?
I just wash and dry it.
Okay.
Well, I use a blow dryer. I ain't going to lie. Yes. I have to, because if not, my shit would just look crazy.
What's your ethnicity?
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. I don't really see a lot of Puerto Ricans with beards.
Some in my family.
In your family? Okay, I don't see a lot of Puerto Ricans with beards.
How many Puerto Ricans are you seeing?
Most Puerto Ricans I see are very clean shaven. They shave it all off.
Most Puerto Ricans I know, they keep like a chin.
Oh, that little line. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then they get rid of the staff.
Yes, like, yes.
That's the baseball player look.
The chin strap with no mustache.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's the look. I see that look too.
Yeah.
I used to take salsa dancing lessons. At the View.
Can you say that 3 times in a row?
Whatever. I used to take salsa lessons at the View, and then I remember seeing a lot of Puerto Rican cats up in there. You know what I'm saying? They used to have a little chin strap.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have the tight jeans on with the dress shoes and like the either the button up shirts or like the Ed Hardy type shirts with like the bedazzle and stuff. Yeah. Them Puerto Rican cats be getting it, bro.
The bedazzled.
The bedazzled.
with the towel in the back pocket, because.
Because
salsa dancing, you're going
to
sweat.
No AC.
Yeah.
It's going to sweat, bro. Like, I don't understand. Bro, I love salsa dancing, but it's definitely a workout. It's definitely a workout. And it's kind of sexual. You know what I'm saying?
Very much so.
It's very sexual.
I don't dance it.
You know, dance it. Yeah, it's sexual.
I got 2 left feet.
Really? but your art is your music. You get down with the rapping thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Chad, can you rap?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Can you?
I can rap. No cap.
Go ahead.
I'm not about to rap right now. But I can rap. Just know that. Just know if we have to bust out a beat and we got a freestyle at the end of this episode, I'm loaded, clips ready.
Why bars. Do we do that though with rapping? Like, you always, it's like the only thing that you call people out. It's not like you say, like, what do? I'm a personal trainer. All
right. Bust out 50 jumping jacks right now.
Walk me through a workout.
I can rap right now.
Right. I'm an accountant. Or crunch some numbers.
What? Yeah. Let me see those numbers crunching.
Hey, so I told my guy I had a surprise for him, right? So this is a bit of a throwback, maybe mildly offensive, but when have we not been offensive, right? So this, I was just looking through my closet earlier today.
Can you talk into the mic, please, for the people that's listening on?
Yep. Looking through closet earlier today, I came across a couple things.
Nice. Damn, I ain't seen one of these in years, man.
Maybe wow. Our most offensive piece also. But you know what it is. I think you know what it is.
The Wahoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that bitch hard. That's hard. We used to cook these up in the basement, man.
Yeah. We spent like 4 hours on three pieces.
So y'all was in the basement.
Clowning.
Playing with wood.
That's exactly what we were doing. In a hot tool.
Yeah.
Burning
damn,
the wood.
Man.
Yeah, man.
I don't even have any more. You and my cousin Ed is the only ones that have pieces.
I got one in my car right now hanging from the mirror.
I did have the Wahoo one hanging from. Yeah, I got rid of that.
Well, that one, I can't give you the Wahoo.
No.
But you, that C is all you, bro.
I appreciate it, bro.
Well, so we had made a piece. I think the last piece we did together.
Yeah, we used to make these long.
Yeah, we did. We made pieces that were like ridiculously huge. Man. Like, they deserve to live in 2005.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I appreciate the craftsmanship. It looks like you guys pay attention to detail. It looks good, man. I'm not even about to hate, but it does look good. It's good, bro.
I appreciate it.
I did all the cutting, Chad did all the art.
Okay.
Painting and all.
You did the beads too.
Oh yeah, all the beads and shit.
The most tedious part. You don't want to get beads on there? Because if you think your hand slips and they all go.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's all bad.
You just want to quit your job.
So. I appreciate you, bro.
Oh, of course, bro. Yeah, man.
Throwback for real.
So, Rosello, what do you do for fitness, man? What do you into workout wise? I know we talked about you playing before off camera, about you playing sports and doing stuff like that.
I play softball. My last softball game, that shit was crucial. I was in left field and all cardio, running around all in the outfield. But other than that, I don't really.
Can you explain to me why people take gym basketball so serious? Like, we be at Lifetime. I used to work at Lifetime Fitness. Cats would be about to fight and kill each other over a game of pickup basketball. None of y'all brothers are going to the NBA. Not one person in here even has a shot of making the D League, but you guys are in here about to fight over a basketball game. Can you explain to me what is that?
I think it's just being competitive, man. Yeah. Our competitive nature. We done been in the gym plenty of times, and every time we've been in the gym, it's been an argument.
Every time.
Whether it's over the score or somebody traveling or doing something silly, I don't know what it is.
And let me tell you also, Rich, he's not going to admit this. He's the guy that walks in the gym and you're like, he's probably good at like one or two things, right?
Yeah.
Very misleading. Little do you know, he's going to bust everybody in there multiple times, making you look silly.
Right.
Pulling up from half court.
And so then people get upset with that.
Yeah.
They get embarrassed.
And don't let him play with his brothers and anyone that had known him for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Because they already got all their plays.
He got plays.
Yeah, but it's like, plays,
but they wink at each other. It's like subtle things.
Yeah.
You know?
Respect.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I'm like, dude, hold up. I used to have to break up fights at Lifetime, bro. Like, you guys, none of y'all are playing in the league, bro. Y'all not going.
Were you set the pick guy?
I used to when I played.
Did you roll? You pop up top.
Yeah, I roll. Get to the basket, try to get a layup.
You're a bruiser.
Yeah, try to get a layup real quick. But you know, but that was my game. I wasn't like a great shooter, but I could, you know what I'm saying? Mid range, I'm cool. About 10 feet in, 10 feet out, I'm good.
A lot of my arguments were like, I'm a big guy, you're a big guy.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when you drive to the hole, you getting hit by everybody on the other team. So, like, that's where a lot of my arguments came from.
You say foul, they be like, nobody did. Ain't nothing happened.
No, you too big to be calling foul, man.
No, I'm not. You foul me. That's part of the game. This is not football. If we was playing football, I would be like, cool. But you fouling me is deterring me from getting my shot, which is the whole purpose of calling a foul.
Yeah. And when it happens all game, it's draining.
Of course. But the one thing about basketball, though, bro. So, like, my dude tried out for the D-League. Pretty good basketball player. He went to the first day of practice. The first day of practice didn't even touch a basketball. It was straight conditioning. Mm-hmm. You didn't touch a basketball. It was all conditioning. He said, and the coach was like, 1, 2, 3, you guys go home. You're not even in shape enough to even practice. Mm.
Yeah.
You're not even in shape enough to even practice with us because basketball is such a cardio sport.
It's up and down. It's constant movement.
Constant movement, bro. That's why I'm always amazed as a former athlete that these athletes have enough lactic acid to dunk a basketball in the fourth quarter. To jump up and dunk a basketball, to do some stuff like.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true.
So why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Chad. Let's get into this. Yeah. Man, so let's get into this, man, because I saw this on Al Gore's internet, all right? So I want you to look at this and read this to the people. And I want to get your – I sent it to you, but I want to know what your thoughts is on this.
All right. No man wears a pair of underwear just one time before washing them. Every man wears each pair of underwear at least 3 to 10 times before washing them. Any thoughts on this? First of all, can we take a moment to hopefully debunk that this – because we're in this category.
We're all men.
Yeah.
Do you wear underwear more than once?
Absolutely. I mean, without...
No, well, sir.
Absolutely not, bro.
Yeah, I can't wear underwear more than once. No. First of all, I'm a sweater. Yeah. I'm a big dude. Yeah. I'm a big dude. I got old balls. These old balls gonna smell a little musty, okay?
By midday.
Old balls smell a little...
Have to take that first deuce.
That's why I promote slippery slope.
Slippery slope after that.
That's why I promote the nut rub, guys. I keep telling you all about this nut rub. Let me tell you something. It's not for the faint of heart. Guys, if you are repeating underwear, bro, like, so hold on. You're going to take clean meat and put it in dirty drawers. So I'm saying, so you're going to hop out the shower and then take...
Dude, put that doing that, man. They ain't taking a shower.
These are they probably don't have the standards of someone who doesn't do this.
Yeah.
Also, they're probably the same people that wear a shirt, flip it inside out, because those people live around this earth too, and then wear that as though
it's a new shirt.
Right. Find the nearest bridge
and jump on
and tap dance.
So yo, those are the same cats that probably say, like, if you use a wet wipe to wipe your butt, that you're gay.
I've never heard that, but...
I've heard dudes be like, oh, that's gay, using a wet wipe. How?
Yeah, I've heard of that, too. Like, bro,
I'm just clean.
Clean.
I'm just trying to be clean.
Trying to be presentable, man.
I'll be clean.
That's offensive.
So if you think that's gay, a bidet will blow your mind.
Oh, no. Don't tell nobody about this.
Don't tell about this.
I need a journal. I need to write about this.
But they'll blow your mind, bro. But no, bro, I'm glad. You know what I'm saying? No, none of us, no men, no real man wears underwear more than once, bro.
No, sir.
I think back in the day, I think they used to. But I think, man, nowadays, like, honestly, I got underwear that I want to wear. I look forward to wearing, like, different pairs of underwear. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, they got my Muhammad Ali joints. They got my Rocky joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna wear them. You know what I mean? I just got underwear I be looking forward to wearing, so I don't know like why.
Low key, I do too.
Yeah.
Certain underwear I know is gonna be a better day than others.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why. Now I have done this before, camping.
Well, that's understandable.
It was like a weekend, and I was like, "Why am I changing my clothes if I'm about to go right back outside and be in the woods?"
Yeah, but you also can just hop, wash your underwear out right there in the.
Yeah, but I was on the other for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Mind you, I brought a suitcase full of stuff, and I overpack, and I didn't.
Was your old lady with you?
Yeah.
Did y'all bump at night?
You want to know information?
I'm just saying, I'm saying because like if you did that, why would you not change your underwear? Like,
it was a funky weekend. Okay. It was in the wintertime.
Oh my god! Nice.
In the wintertime with cooler temps, you can get away with a certain level of funk that you can't get away with in the hotter.
That is true. But
even though I still sweat in the cold,
man, me too,
if
man.
If I'm doing something in the cold, I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. Yeah. If I come outside and if I start doing jumping jacks, I'm sweating. I don't care how cold it is.
Yeah.
Why are you going outside to do
jumping? I'm just saying, if I was. Remember, we used to do workouts outside in the cold? We've done workouts in the damn lightning storm.
That's true. It's ridiculous. Also, you know, I was thinking about this earlier, too. I think I know the kind of guy I am. These two categories I like to put them in. You got people that wear an outfit, right? And they got such a rotation of clothes that outfit may not pop back up for a month, 2, maybe 3 months. They got so much stuff because they don't want to rewear it.
Right.
I'm the guy that's got clothes for days, but I got like a suitcase full of clothes that I'll
wear often.
Right. I got a rotation.
Yep.
What are you guys?
Yeah, there's certain shit I'm comfortable in, and I just like wearing it, so I'll wear it before I wear some new shit, or you feel me? But it all depends on how it fits, man. If it's something I'm just trying to get fly for and I know it's a little uncomfortable, I'm gonna still wear it, but I ain't gonna wear it as much as I wear the other stuff.
I'll almost sacrifice the look if the comfort is.
I was about to ask you that question.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the point now. Yeah. I'm more about comfort than I am about the look. I'm getting to that point. I used to wear tight shirts all the time, trying to flex muscles. No, I'm wearing loose fitted shirts now. I'm not. Hey,
are you?
Does the shirt look tight to you?
Not like your other ones.
No, but my I can't help it that my arms are.
Matter of fact, I got mine today. I mean, 2 days ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate you. Thanks for your support.
Yeah,
appreciate you. Yeah, man. Should but be free. Was my shirt free?
We'll be right back.
Exactly. No, no. Exactly, bro.
Hey, man, so you know we had to dig a little bit on your page. We got a segment we like to do called Explain That Pic. All
right.
You're no exception to that. Let me just say this first of all. Tell him your IG real quick.
It's Rosello, ITS Rosello.
Guys, go follow him. Dope content, doper pics, and there's one that I've been wanting to know the inspiration for a while.
Okay.
So I'm glad we got you on here.
Can I go first?
Are you going to show the one?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Let me do this. Go next.
I want to
get on that too. That's why I
please.
Go ahead.
Please,
go
first. Man, please. First of all, Chad. Chad, what is your haircut? What is your haircut? You explain this pic. How about you explain that pic, Chad?
Man, I look uncomfortable.
Bro.
He looks like he doesn't know where we are.
Literally. We just pulled up to the mall and gave him the chain.
Stiley's throwing up three fingers. Why, I don't know.
330, I think.
Is he from Akron? But he be repping Cleveland.
He's from Massillon.
Yeah.
Massillon, okay. Yeah, he underachieved. But
he overachieved.
Underachieved, for sure. As a rapper, I think he got contracts, and then I hear nothing else from him.
So just because you haven't heard from him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm holding to a standard.
You got to make noise to make money.
Yeah. In this game, you do.
do a workout real quick.
That's how you do. So was that
35 bars?
Also, Zello, you was a little thicker here, huh?
Yeah, I was for sure.
You was a little bigger,
I
huh?
I look crazy, bro. The blonde beard is.
Oh yeah,
man, I was a crazy.
I mean, you don't even look Puerto Rican right here. You look like a white lumberjack.
Literally.
Actually, being around him made me look less offensive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a little rougher. I look less rough.
Yeah. Bro, I don't even know what you look like right there, Chad. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. We just decided to pop up on him, and we gave him that chain. He loved it.
That's what's up. Because he rocks a nice beard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So you want to the next one?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
You were so...
I had to... So that picture was too funny, bro.
So this might be one of the dopest pictures on your page. So please, just maybe let us know what the inspiration
of the album cover. So the album was called VVV, which stands for 555, Roman numerals, but it goes into like astrology and stuff, like the numbers 111, 222, all the triple numbers. So I took 555 and it means a change is coming. So that's why I did the artwork like that. So if you see, look at it, it's me sitting there. And then I'm beat up and stuff, but that's just me defeating my old self. You feel me? So that's me back there. And you would think it's the opposite, where I wear bright colors as the one who won the battle, you feel me? But it's not like that for me. Like, all black is my thing anyway, so. But yeah, that was the inspiration behind it, man. I had a whole breakdown to the name of the album and all that, so.
You know, that gives me a few. Remember the movie Sin City?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of gives Sin City, a little bit of Fight Club.
Yeah, a little bit of Fight Club.
Fight Club in there.
Yeah, that's probably my dopest artwork as far as like when I dropped it with music and stuff.
Yeah, I like that. That's dope.
Like, yeah, everybody asked about that picture, but yeah, that was fire.
Is that on the west side?
That is, yeah, that's one of them back alleys on Train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you already know.
There's plenty of footage over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Can I use your backyard real quick? This will take a second. It looks very depressing. And thank you.
But yeah, that was...
All right, I got another. All right, so yeah. I got. First of all, are you even talking to anybody in this picture?
Bro? Yes, I was actually. I was waiting around. That was the day we shot the West Side video shoot that never came out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because it was terrible. But it was. I really wish I would have dropped that video regardless of how terrible it looked, only because I had so many people in there.
That was one on the church steps.
Yeah, that was. There was like 30 people out there. And then that, like, it was around the time where. I think Tamir Rice, that situation. Mm-hmm. So they stopped us at the gas. Police stopped us at the gas station. Like, are you guys
protesting?
Protesting. We'll lead you guys if you need us to. Yeah. I'm like, nah, we just out here showing the video. But okay. Yeah, it was around a crazy time. Yeah.
I think the question I'm about to ask. So what do you feel like the music scene is like here in Cleveland? Like, I feel like Cleveland artists don't get love until they leave Cleveland. And then people from Cleveland like them. Like, what you think it's like?
I don't know. It's weird, man. I've been around the rap scene for a while, so I can honestly say it's getting better as far as, like, people coming together. But that's the problem is people are too cocky and arrogant, so people don't mess with them when they first hear. And then, like, they don't, like, a lot of artists here don't show love to nobody.
Right.
You feel me? It's just all about them. And, I think that's where we go wrong. That's why I do the shows and the stuff that I do, because I want artists to feel love. And, you feel me?
That's a scarcity mindset. I can't show love because, well, if he better than me, or what if, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what if people start liking him more? Like, you might be the one that gave this dude a launching pad, helped him blow up. Then as he, it's like, he goes and he can pull you up. You know what I'm saying? You might be able to go, you know what I mean? Like, why y'all don't want to see other people succeed is just... Mind-boggling.
We got so much talent.
Yeah, it's talent. You know, so much
we
talent.
We could be like them, like Detroit and all them cities that actually do stuff like that, but
and support their artists.
It takes one of the bigger names to do it, but ain't nobody else. I mean, who's the bigger names other than
Ray Jr.?
Ray Jr. and it called Blowing Up Now? What's his name? Dang.
One dude was blowing up, then he decided to want to kill somebody. Little homie was out there and killed somebody.
Man, yeah, he killed his own homie.
Homie, yeah.
I forgot his name. He had that song Work.
Yeah.
Q Money. Yep. He was blowing up. One dude was Ruta Bang was blowing up. He caught a case or something. It's always something, man. It's crazy. But
yeah, man, we get a, our city gets a rap that's just because it's not just music.
It's not just music. It's everything.
Real estate.
Yeah.
You could say it's the fitness game with trainers.
Yeah, but the fitness game is a little bit better. I mean, I can say it's a little clicky. It's a little clicky, mm-hmm. and certain people have their clicks and certain trends that they like. But it's better. Like I got a lot of love when I first opened my gym, and then even me coming back from Saudi, they like people like when you open your gym, I'm like, I'm working on it. I'm sorry, man. I'm working on it. I'm behind the scenes. I'm trying to open up a cigar shop to kill people, make them unhealthy. Mm. And I got to generate people healthy. I don't know what I want to do. I'm yin and yanging in this thing. You know what I'm saying? Yin and yanging.
Hospitals do it. Why can't we?
Why can't we, bro? You know what I'm saying? So when I open my gym, you going to come to my gym? You going to work out?
You hiring?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
We'll talk.
All right,
we'll talk.
Yeah,
man. I really do appreciate you being here, man.
Man, I appreciate y'all having me.
It's cool to see how your journey is kind of taking you different directions. But people love this dude.
Yeah, I can see he has a good energy about him.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Has good energy.
Man,
yeah, really good.
Like, he's
even though he came in looking like a stone cold killer. Tattoos on the face, all black. I was like, I don't know what Chad got us into. You know what I'm saying? But if this man snap, I'm going through the back door.
No, I get that a lot. Everywhere I go, it's just like, until you get to know me and talk to me, then you're like, oh, this dude's actually cool. But yeah,
I used to get that too. People like, man, you look all.
Especially being a bigger guy.
Yeah, bigger dude. Yeah. I try purposely not to be intimidated.
Me too. Especially nowadays, I tell my girl that, like, it's scary.
Yeah.
Because, like, dudes are shooting for no reason, you feel me? And they shooting anywhere, like restaurants, all types of stuff. So you going, I try to avoid confrontation, man.
Yeah.
Even, like, road rage, all that shit. Yeah. Like, I avoid all that.
Nah, I need to do better about that. I need to do better than that.
I need to do that too, because recently, man, I was on the freeway and the semi driver pissed me off.
I hopped out, you gotta
let the semi be the semi.
Yeah. I hopped out the car on this dude the other day, and last summer. Talk I hopped out the car, and it wasn't good, and I had to calm myself down.
We had a roll up on a guy that tried to take us off the road, and we were biking downtown.
Dude was talking crazy. I hopped out the car and said, man, you never drove, you never made a mistake before. He was like,
oh, you hopped out the car.
Right. Yeah, hopped out the car.
Wait, time out. Hold on. You hopped out the car after you made a mistake?
Yeah, I made a mistake. So then he cussing me out, going all crazy. I'm like, bruh. I'm like, hold up. I'm like, bruh, you never made a mistake before? He's like, you right. You right. And then
you got out.
And
you probably took it.
Yeah. He's like, you right. I'm like, damn. All right, cool. Let's go.
What he look like?
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
He was ready to argue.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why are you so angry like this?
What'd you do?
Huh?
What'd you do?
Man, I think I like just came into the lane. Like, you know how you just
you were
like,
texting, weren't you?
No, I wasn't texting this time. I think I just came. You know how you just cut people off? I just cut them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And he honked at you?
Yeah.
And then he drove.
Then he put up on me talking all this shit. I'm like, hold up. and so
did you can do a red light?
Yeah, we said a red light. Is that a red light?
You gotta know. If you're gonna talk shit, you gotta at least have some force. You gotta be looking down the road, okay.
No, it's gonna be green.
I got greens.
Yeah. It stopped the red light. I'm like, bro, hold up. But I don't really
hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't want to be confrontational because I do have a kid. I do have a wife and family and stuff like that. Like, I can't be risking my life over road rage. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but like I said, I try to purposely be, like, non-threatening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, sometimes I just try to lead with love a lot of times, man. A lot of times. But I'm a man at the end of the day, too. Like, you're not going to disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. Like, and we can have a conversation, but just don't be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm chill to a certain point. Huh. Then it's like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
You're doing too much.
You violated.
Dude can pop off.
Pop off. Yeah. And see, cool people.
Especially on the basketball court, man.
See, I think people take cool people or nice people for granted. Because a lot of times, like, when you cool, you just try to be cool. You be cool. But once you blow, once you pop, it's on because I try my best to be cool. And now you took me, you took it here, so now I gotta go to 1,000 with you because you made me go here. I was trying to be cool.
Yeah.
So then I'm frustrated with you and myself. You and myself.
People looking at you crazy.
Look at me crazy. I respond to you.
I need you to be stronger, James.
I'm working on it, man.
Too, man, I've gotten better. A lot better.
So proud of you.
And Chad, you must admit that I've gotten better too.
You have gotten better.
And even in our communication, yeah. I'm trying to work and sure that we don't, you know what I'm saying, that we communicate better and yeah. effectively.
Is this a time to, are we supposed to hug right now?
No, I don't know.
If you're listening to the show, we are not hugging.
Not hugging. I'm not hugging right now. But I think it's good though, man, that I think communication is so key, bro. Like it's
makes
so key.
Yeah.
It's so key. Like you can be getting into it with somebody and then realize that y'all really kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could be cool. Like so, communication, man. Sometimes it's effective communication. That's like I said when I hopped on to do. I'm like, you never made a mistake before. That was my question. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know what? You're right. It made him think. Like, damn. Okay.
I'm right. Like, yeah. You probably could have got out the car and said nothing, and he looked at you and been like, all
right,
it's a bad idea.
You know what? I think that they don't know who's in that car until they hop out. Yeah. And it's like, oh, shit.
Oh, and
the same in the car.
And at the time, I had that Veloster. I was driving a Veloster.
Well, he thought you were a girl.
Yeah, he thought I was a little bitch. Because I was driving a Hyundai Veloster.
Thought you were a sorority chick.
Yeah.
That's what he thought it was.
He knows this 6'2 black man, 240 pounds. Fresh out the CrossFit gym.
He probably thought he was like, oh, he's driving his girl's car.
Yeah, baby. I don't know why this black dude was harassing me.
His license plate said baby girl. How did I know he was in a pop out?
Yeah, but I'm coming home, baby. Oh man!
Would you ever do one of those vanity license plates?
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about
it. I want the, but you know what? No, it's popular now. The European vanity license plates.
You could do that here.
Yeah, you do that here.
Oh, so what would you get?
I don't know, but I just like it. Maybe by any means across the front, that'd be dope.
Of course not. Yeah.
You might get smoking. You might get smoking on the front and then cyclists on the back.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro.
No, but that'd be sweet if you could. You would do it if you could.
I get smoking cyclists.
That'd be too long.
Fucking hyphen. It'd be like.
They're going to have to put it together.
It'd be less letters in it than that are supposed to be in the word.
So you smoke cigars?
Once in a blue.
What's wrong? I'll
do. I've been wanting to link with Chad, man. It's just life.
We'll connect.
Yeah, you ride bikes.
I want to get out there too.
See, man, how you all this I want stuff, man? Come on, man. Come on.
I have to give me a bike.
I want stuff.
I'm gonna walk down one of them streets on the west side and just be like, nah.
Take one.
With some chain cutters.
Yeah, easy. I have to get out there for real, man. Yeah. Like I need to do something else other than just basketball and softball.
Yeah.
When you enter the realm of softball in your life, it's like, and that's another chapter.
Yeah, it is.
And then what's after that? Like,
I don't know.
Golf. Yeah,
that's true.
Golf. I think golf is next after that.
You know, for the first time in a long time, I contemplated picking up, like, getting back to golf. I haven't golfed in years.
I never ever wanted to golf. Never went. I went golfing when I had a corporate job. I used to have to golf and stuff. But now, man, I never. Golfing is so lame to me.
About tennis?
I don't want to do that either.
Tennis is fun. I feel like you maybe.
For you.
Well, yeah, that's why I just said that.
Yeah, it's not fun for me.
What's fun for you?
It looks stupid.
You're
stupid. I think I'm going to start taking jiu-jitsu. I think that's what I'm going to start doing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely not mess with you then. This dude kicked me just goofing around in the quad and gave me a Charlie horse. Just because he missed me, I guess, or something?
I just saw your leg. Your leg just looked perfect. I'm like, let me get ah! Just throwing a little kick.
That's like what an abuser would
say. Yeah, abuser say, nah, man. But, you know, I did. So when you do mixed martial arts, you got to train Muay Thai, you got to train wrestling, you got to train boxing. I tend to like Muay Thai a lot. So I think if I would have pursued that career, I would have been more of a striker, Muay Thai fighter. Because I used to throw some heavy kicks. I loved it. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't me.
But the thing is, when you're throwing a lot of kicks, you got to condition your shins. So you got to we used to have to take glass bottles and hit our shins with the glass bottles. And you got to roll them down your shin.
I've heard that.
Yeah, you gotta hit them with your shin and roll it, because that's the only way you can build up the calluses basically on your bones You know what I'm saying? So you can kick people without pain.
So is that what they do for like UFC?
And yep. Like, yep. Anybody that throws kicks, you gotta callus, you gotta build that up.
What's that pain compared to like shin splints?
Oh, it's just as bad. It feels just as bad. Maybe even worse. Yeah. Maybe even worse.
Yeah, I remember you going through that a lot.
It probably, I had shin splints before too. I think it feels worse because you have to tap all up and down your shin. Then you have to roll it up and down your shin, bro. So that's up.
Absolutely not. I had Cool Ranch Doritos earlier.
So anybody wants to be a fighter, like I see how this, and this is why I respect Jake Paul and Logan Paul. A lot of people are dissing them and dogging them, but I respect those guys because to step in the cage, a ring, or whatever,
with anybody,
Floyd Mayweather, let alone a professional fighter, yeah. You deserve some respect, man. So I know what it takes to actually fight somebody, to get in the ring, man. It's so much nerves, so much adrenaline, so much stuff like that. I know what it takes. So you dealing with all that stuff.
Yeah.
On top of the fact you're a big YouTube star, you have a lot to lose. So you go in there and have a bad performance, you could lose fans, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We heard post-fight, he said he felt like he won because he went the distance.
He went the distance. I agree. I would agree with that.
I would too.
I agree with that. You know what I'm saying?
We were talking earlier about he got laid out, and Floyd, I guess,
called him.
Floyd, I guess Floyd was kind of caught him. So he saved him a little bit to keep the fight going.
Yeah, but you know,
a decent payout.
But I don't think Floyd could have knocked him out, though. I think Floyd's just a little too small. I'm sure you hurt him. I'm sure you hurt him, but I think he's a little too small to be knocking out a 200-pound man at 160.
What's the dollar amount you would take right now from a shot from
Floyd?
Yeah.
$1 million. I can take a shot from Floyd. Now, if you told me
you want under a million?
Maybe 500,000.
I was about to say
500,000.
He gets a headshot and a body shot.
$500,000.
Yeah, I'll take that too.
I need the body shot first. Under the headshot first.
No, headshot first. Knock
my ass out. Break my nose.
Especially if he hit you in the liver, dog, bro. A liver shot, bro. Bro, I've seen cats, grown men, bro, just fall down. Now, I wouldn't take a punch from Francis Ngannou for less than $5 million.
That's the UFC dude?
The UFC dude. The big Nigerian dude. Yeah. Yeah. The dude just beat up Stipe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just a walking muscle.
I'm not taking $5 million, bro. I need $5 million.
Yeah, because you got to account for,
the years he's going to knock off my life. Therapy. He's knocking some years off my life.
Might be a little slow.
Yeah. Bro, Flush, Teddy Atlas, what's the other guy? Catches mitts.
Oh, what's his name's coach?
Freddie Roach. It was one of them dudes, he was like, he trained him and he trained Mike Tyson back in the day.
Yeah.
And he was like, he hits just as hard as Mike Tyson did. And I was like, that's scary. Mm.
Yeah, that's
scary.
I'm cool. I don't think I want to take a hit from Mike Tyson.
I'm going to take a hit from Mike Tyson?
I'm cool.
I don't like stubbing my toe.
Take a hit from Mike Tyson.
I'm saying.
But you know what? People used to try Mike Tyson back in the day. Like people would see him and try him in the club. What the fuck? Who are you? Why would you try that man? Did you not see him in? So he gets paid to fight people. You just a nigga that maybe can fight in the streets. You know what I'm saying? You a dude can fight, possibly fight in the streets.
Yeah, but when their hands are registered, they're not. They're not allowed to.
They're illegal. It's illegal for them to really fight you.
So that's how. That's why you poke the bear. It's like calling someone out.
Okay, but you don't poke the bear with someone who's not stable. Mike Tyson was never quite.
They may not have all known that then.
Dude, it was a dude riding a bicycle. Kept harassing Mike Tyson. He was a fighter. Mike Tyson broke his jaw.
He was riding a bicycle.
You know what I'm saying? So Mike Tyson be out to eat. He'd ride up on him on his little bicycle. You ain't this. You ain't that. Oh, eventually.
He snapped. He went Mike Tyson. I mean, he's been a man's ear off.
Yeah, that's true. Well, on that note, guys, make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. We'll catch you guys later, man. It's been great. Peace.